I will not bend to the likes of you, demon.
You will bend, and you will break, because you are just another pile of gears and wires!
I cannot reveal what I truly am, my lady. My true form. It may damage the fabric of your very existence.
I have battled through hells with my sisters. There is nothing that will damage who or what I am.
Very well. But do not say that you were not warned.
My queen. For you. The lucent I retrieved from the wind-up toy.
Give me!
Oh, yes. Oh, let the power flow into me.
What are you doing?
Queen Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, I present you with my sword and my good right arm, which I pledge to you to protect you and serve you in whatever way you wish. Please forgive me for my previous transgression, and let me prove that I am worthy to be at your side.
Who dares try to contain Hastra, warrior of the Lorenzen Plain?
Who do you think? Cur.
Oh, how long I've waited for this. All this time in hiding, stinging from being driven out of my rightful kingdom by a vile little barbarian girl. I'm surprised you're still so spry, Hastra.
I refused to bow to you before. Why should I bow to you now?
No, you misunderstand me. I had assumed by now that you would no longer be able to stand from the venom I infused this blade with. But there you are.
I have the people of Kuttner behind me, Stygia. They give me the strength to defy you.
Oh, please.
You are a thing of the past, Empress. One my country will never go back to.
We will have none of that.
My arm!
I had to stop you from stabbing me, little barbarian. Removing it was the fastest, most efficient way to do so.
Kuttner will never be yours.
Oh, please be quiet and die already. Now, where is that annoying little lucent? Oh, there it is. Thank you.
I have brought the queen.
Wait, something's wrong.
Where is
her highness? The Lady Medeas is recovering.
She was right here. But as soon as we stepped through these doors, she was gone.
And she would have hated being called Her Highness.
She just disappeared. But that is impossible.
We have experienced some things considered impossible of late. And I, for one, am getting tired of it. You, goblin, your kind knows magic. Surely you can tell if some cur is playing games.
It does not work that way, General. Yes, goblins can manipulate magical energies, but they must be specifically trained to wield them.
Messenger, send for the Lady Demetra. She was a Sahira. She can reveal what sorcery has happened.
I shall venture forth and search high and low until I uncover where she is.
Leave my side and I'll rip off your skin, cur.
Or I can stay here in case Queen Hastra is here. Your choice.
I will do as you ask. I will spread the word to find her to others.
Good. Go. Come, goblin. We will search the grounds before seeing to Medeas.
I see that our beloved Empress returns.
Yes.
And you have the last fragment.
Yes.
And now, once you unite it with the rest of the Lucent, you will finally free my people.
No.
What?
Don't misunderstand me, my dear master of trickery. I do very much appreciate your aid in my quest to get hold of the Lucent. But ask yourself, would I really want to have an entire race of your kind I would have to contend with during my rule? I don't think so, sadly. You would just be complicating a key part of my rightful reign.
Shall I remove the demon thing?
You traitoress! You promised!
And yet, I am a ruler and a diplomat. You expecting me to keep my promises is not my fault. If anything, you should understand my obligation to lie to you.
How dare you toy with me, vixen! I will...
Bury him deep, sweetie. Very deep. And put lots of rocks where you do so to make sure it'll be too difficult for him to burrow his way out.
Come. You will regret this day, witch. I will find a way to come back, and...
Yes, you will wreak vengeance on my form and scatter my ashes. Yes, yes, yes. I have heard it countless times, and I have survived. Just accept your fate and swallow sand, Kerr.
You will see me again. I live for centuries. How can you... You will die from this. I am eternal...
Well, that's done with. Now, to just join this last piece.
Where are we? It is darker than night.
This should be the foyer of the Assembler's Guild. Someone must have inserted a trap, a microscopic world all their own that the intended would enter.
But who?
I have my suspicions. But let me shed some light in this all-encompassing darkness.
It's Hastra. She's been mutilated. There is no sign of life. That wicked monster must have done this.
Do not judge so quickly.
What do you mean? That thing violated my deepest emotions. Certainly it is involved here.
You forget, Lady Demetra. This space is within the Assembler's Guild. Once we find our way out, we will be able to retrieve Queen Hastra from the Underlands.
Have you not listened? There is no heartbeat, no breath, nothing.
Just because there are no physical signs does not mean her spirit has left that body just yet. Now quiet, while I find our exit.
I cannot understand it! Hastra stepped through those doors and disappeared as if she was never there.
She is still here. I can feel it.
Oh, you can feel it, yet you cannot magic her back.
I told you, not all goblins have magic, and even then there must be...
Wait.
Maybe we should return to the guild hall.
No, look! In the distance, the skies.
Something rises. Smoke? No, it is not behaving as such.
And it approaches the city. But what is it?
Look yonder.
The sky darkens, but not as if a storm comes.
As if the skies themselves were disappearing.
We must alert the army.
Right up.
Stand aside. I have returned.
The Empress!
You will not pass through this gate, tyrant. You are not in power here.
You do not understand how it is, little men. I am not in power. I am power. I'll announce myself, shall I?
Please be careful, my lady. Lean on me.
I am in operating order. I will not break apart.
I still strongly recommend we add reinforcing plates so you cannot be hurt like this again.
What was that?
I cannot tell. There! It seems like some sort of
distortion in the air. A portal.
Is there someone coming through?
Demetra! Hastra!
Please, she needs help. She might be—
Do not say that.
Attendants! Attendants!
Here, let me help.
It is good to see you again.
What happened to her?
I would think that would be self-evident. Someone attacked her, severed her arm, and left her for dead.
What treachery is this?
Treachery that I suspect I can identify.
Assembler, can you bring our queen back from this state?
I do not know.
You retrieved Lady Medeas from certain death.
But she is a clockwork. We do not have experience with fleshworks like yourselves.
I could help. I am Sahira, well-versed in healing spells.
And you could construct an arm to take the place of that which was so cruelly taken, yes?
We could, but it takes time. We would have to build it, and that takes time.
No, it won't. You will take the corresponding limb from me.
My lady!
We all need to be in top condition, sister.
My strength is in strategy and tactics, in building the weapons so you can triumph. I can do these things with one arm for a short time. Do it.
Yes, my lady. Right this way.
There's something wrong with the sky.
A storm is coming. I am not sure. I may not be well-versed in magic, but this feels different.
Lady Demetra, we need your skill here, or a metal might not merge with her flesh.
Just show me where the join will be.
Here.
May the thousand faces of the goddess steady my hand. That should do it. But this has not been tried before. It could be—
But think of what would happen if it does.
You are correct.
The queen seems so cold.
I am trying to seek out the spark in her so I can fan it, but it may be too small. If only—
What?
I know someone who might be able to find that spark, but she is not here.
Then where is she?
Here. I can feel you. I need you to rise. To balance the scales. To preserve this world's forward momentum.
I do not detect any movement.
Do not leave me, sister.
What is going on?
Lady Atla, you must
let— I am Titan! I go where I wish. I need to be at my sister's side.
We are trying, but the queen is losing all energy. Her body is going rigid.
We have to save her.
We can't!
Now, Quixote, let us bargain.
Thank you. You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 8, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagan Theater Works. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Cambry Varner was Clockwork Messenger. Casey Shaw was Atla. David Ellis was Nahil. The Mocha Wizard was Clockwork Assembler. Tim Price was Yoden. Anna Crawford was Sandy. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Femi London was Kasana. Tori Wright was Medeus. Luke Giaconetti was Guard Right. Chris Tyler was Guard Left. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects at atwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.